And welcome back to Seymour. That's the site of the Class 3 District 10 Lady Basketball Tournament. And the Lady Bears from Willow Springs leading Conway at the half, 38-18. Good half for the Lady Bears. And Coach Cox able to use a lot of players in that first half. He used 9 players in the first half and built up, still managed to keep building on the lead. The lead was at the end of the first quarter was 21-8. And Lady Bears then outscored Conway 17-10 in the second quarter to increase their lead in the second quarter to 20 points. Outstanding night for Sid Stewart. Sydney from the outside has been hot tonight. She's, I think, 4 out of 6 from beyond the arc, and so she's got 12, 13 points. She's 1 for 3 from the free throw line. And elsewhere, scoring for the Lady Bears, and it's been all over the board. Everybody's got some points that's been in there with the exception of Jasmine Osborne. Aspen Atwell has 4. Karis Cochran hit a big 3. Mackenzie Collins has 2. Paisley Crudgington has 5. Sophie Jackson has 6. Chloe Jones only has 4 points. But Chloe Jones' output is not needed at this point in the game. And Lexi Sigmund has a point in the ball game as well. So a good first half for the Lady Bears, certainly, and able to use a lot of different players. For Conway on the other side of the ledger, her senior, Lauren Wisbaum, she's kind of a whiz from outside. She's had 3 threes, and she has 9 points in the game. And then Ariana Hughes in the ball game has 7, and it's 2 points for Richardson, and that is the scoring for the Conway Bears, who have trouble hanging on to the ball as they turned the ball over 18 times in the first quarter. Lady Bears turned the ball over only 6 times, so that's a 3-1 margin in turnovers. Rebounds were about the same, 10 rebounds, team rebounds for the Lady Bears from Willow. Conway had 8 rebounds in the first half, and that's the way the stat sheet looks at halftime. Lady Bears from Willow leading 38-18 over Conway.
Dominant first half for Willow, and it's what you want, first game of district, to get everybody involved. And mentioned Chloe with only 4 points. That's really been impressive because she's, you know, distributing the ball and not looking to get a bunch of points here. And Coach Cox able to really use that bench and keep everybody fresh for what should be a semifinal battle against Liberty. And you don't want to look ahead, but we can start looking ahead here at halftime a little bit.
Yeah.
And anticipating that matchup on Wednesday, which Willow has lost to that Liberty team 3 times this year. Been competitive in at least a couple of them, but I'm sure that they would love to make the 4th time the charm on Wednesday night.
I think you had the headset off whenever I was talking about it, but Lady Bears in the first half, they had 9 players in the ball game. They used 9 different players and 8 of them scored. So, you know, that's ideal.
Well, it's key because, yeah, I mean, you know, Liberty, who played Willow 3 times already, is going to, you know who they're going to key on.
Right.
They're going to take Chloe out of the game as much as they possibly can. So if those other girls can step up, That's gonna make it a good ball game.
Really good to see Sid Stewart outside too.
Yeah,
hitting those trays because I've not seen her do that.
Right.
I've not seen a lot of games, but I've not seen her do that much this year. And also the senior leadership of Aspen Atwell was absent because of her early fouls. She got 2 fouls, and Coach Cox, I think he likes to protect those fouls. So he took her out, and she didn't play any the rest of the half. So a very good half for the Lady Bears.
First game here tonight, Seymour beat Houston 60-40. So Wednesday night it'll be Seymour and Licking, the 1 and the 4 seed in the 6 o'clock matchup. And then the 7:30 matchup on Wednesday night will be the 2nd seed of Liberty Eagles and the winner of this game. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon we've got the boys' side of things. We'll make a much shorter trip to Houston, a 4:30 afternoon start. Willow will take on the Seymour Tigers at Houston in the 4 and 5 seed matchup in the boys district tournament. So that should be a fun one. That's a rematch of the first game of the season between those two teams. And Seymour came to Willow and got the win and kind of spoiled opening night for the Bears. So I'm sure Coach Forrest and his crew would love to get some revenge and earn a semifinal game in district.
Well, and we're not playing Seymour up here. We're playing at Houston, too. That helps a little bit. Seymour has this gym, and you think they used to have boys and girls together on these district tournaments, but no more. They separate.
All right, we're just about ready for the third quarter. We'll come back for it in 1 minute. Willow leading Conway 38-18 at the half. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Seymour, and the Lady Bears picking right up where they left off. Sydney Stewart from beyond the arc hits a three to start the third quarter, and it's 41-18 Willow. Conway tries to go to the baseline, throws it out of bounds, and third quarter just being an extension of the first half. Willow hits a three, and Conway turns it over. 41-18 Willow. Willow will try to break the press, and they cannot. They turn it over. Hughes picks it up. Drives left side, gets left block to the right block for Weeks, lays it up, missed the lay-in. Rebound taken away by Jones. Jones, through traffic, three on one, give it to Crudgington, layup is good. The Willow off and running on a 5-0 run to start the third quarter. Lead at 43-18. Hughes across midcourt, throws it off the foot of Atwell. It will stay with Conway. They'll inbound at the scorer's table. Conway will inbound. Get it to Weeks. Has it taken away by Stewart. Ahead to Atwell. Aspen's got an open layup, and it's good. 45-18. Willow 7-0 run here in the first minute of the third quarter. Hughes across the timeline. Her pass tip stolen by Jones. Chloe going to go all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. And a timeout. You could feel this coming. 9-0 run for Willow in the first 90 seconds of the third quarter. And it's 47-18. Back in 30, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Early in the third quarter, Lady Bears from Willow just went on a run to open the second half. 9-0 run. That prompted a timeout by Conway as Coach Wilson over there took the timeout to settle his girls down because they came out turning the ball over like they have done so much during the ball game. They have 20 turnovers in the ball game.
It'll be Conway ball, 6:35 to go third quarter, 47-18. Willow would like to get in turbo clock position for the fourth quarter.
We're just a point away right now.
Yeah. So lots of time left in the third. Hughes across the timeline. Gets around the defenders, gets to the paint. Nice pass to the block, can't get a shot off. Cleared back, three-pointer is up, no good by Thompson. Rebound Willow, get it down to Stewart. Sid in the paint, has it blocked from behind. And then the rebound steps on the baseline from Conway, so it'll be Willow ball.
No foul on that play.
No foul. Ball's out of bounds. Inbound to Crudgington, back to Jones. Jumper good. Nice little inbound play. Crudgington to Jones. 49-18, Willow. Hughes weaves through traffic. Gets the left side for Weeks and a double dribble.
And that actually looked pretty good, you know.
It did. Still the whistle.
Yeah.
Another turnover for Conway. Jones stops in the backcourt. Three jerseys in front of her. She gets it away to Adwell. Adwell to Crudgington for the easy layup, and she misses it. And it's a rebound for Conway. Hughes, the top of the key. She'll go right side, lob it into the corner for Wisbaum. Back up top to Hughes. Fakes the pass. It's tipped by Stewart ahead to Atwell. Atwell to the block, to the basket. Layup is good. Willow goes up 51-18 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Hughes across the timeline. Hughes into the corner. There's Wisbaum for three. Rims out. Rebound tipped underneath. it up and in by Conway. Madison Thompson for the basket. 51-20, Willow. Jones to Atwell in the corner for three. No good. Right into the hands of Wisbaum. Conway will push it back the other way. Hughes will head a seam. Gets it underneath. Blocked by Credgington. And Willow takes it back. Baseball pass down the floor to Paisley. Tries to leave it for Atwell. They juggle it out of bounds. It's a turnover on Willow.
A little cute on that one.
Yeah, a little too much. Sigmund comes in. Jackson. With 4:45 to go third quarter, Willow up by 31. Beeks into the front court.
Post players really in there now for Willow with Lexi and Paisley both in there at the same time.
Richardson back to Weeks up top. Weeks has her pass tipped by Sigmund ahead to Jones. Jones, 2-on-1, leaves it for Atwell. Atwell with the finish, lays it up and in. 53-20, Willow, halfway through the third quarter. Nobody back for Conway. Weeks had to run back to get it. She'll bring it across midcourt. Weeks pivot. Needs some help. They'll give it to Richardson. Up top to Thompson. Thompson throws it into the corner for Wisbaum. Contested three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tips out of bounds. Going to call a foul on Lexi. It'll be Conway ball.
First foul of the second half.
3:55 left to go third quarter. Wisbaum will inbound to Thompson. And her pass tip stolen by Stewart. Credgington down the floor. And Jones gets it ahead to Atwell. Layup is good. More transition baskets for the Lady Bears. 55-20. 3-3 left to go third quarter. Weeks up top. Pivot. Throws it into traffic. It's tipped, stolen by Atwell. Atwell, nice crossover to the block to the basket. Lays it up and in. 57-20. Here's a steal by Stewart. Layup. Missed. Lots of contact, no whistle. Conway comes away with it. Weak. Bounces it right side for Richardson. Back up top. Weak thought about the three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Passes tipped. Conway gets it back. Throws it to Thompson underneath the basket. Forces one up. Draws the foul from Sigmund. And Thompson will go to the line, shooting a couple. Conway with 3 minutes to go third quarter. Willow leading by 37.
Need a second foul on Sigmund.
He's coming back in, and Conway's had a turnover problem as the free throw is no good, but Hughes definitely their best ball handler.
Yeah.
While she's been on the bench, they've had even more trouble hanging on to the ball. Edgington comes out. Kenzie Collins is in. Thompson's second free throw is no good. Rims out. Collins with the board, but then she gets tied up. On the jump, possession arrow will go to Conway. Conway on the baseline. Pass tipped out of bounds by Jones. It'll stay with Conway. Well, lots of ball pressure tonight. You have to bring that same intensity on Wednesday. Conway puts it in. Bounce it up top. Jumper is no good from the free throw line. Ball is loose on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Willow this time. 2:50 left to go in the third. Coach Cox still with a few starters in here late in the third quarter. Jones to the left side. Has it tipped away. Gets it back. Chloe tosses it up. Stewart wants another three. This one's off the mark. Rebound. Thompson underneath for Conway. Stewart's had five trays tonight,
yeah.
So definitely worth a shot to get another. Thompson at the free throw line travels. Whistles blow. I thought it was a travel.
I think they're going to call a
foul. Foul on Willow.
Be the third foul of the quarter on the Lady Bears, and it will be the second foul on Sid Stewart.
Sigmund comes out. Allie Adams checks in. Into the ball game for Willow. Thompson spins, kicks it back. Wisbaum for three. It's no good. Rebound Atwell. Atwell goes sideline, gets it across midcourt, throws it underneath. Adams threw her hands, the intended target. It'll be Conway ball with 2:13 left to go third quarter.
Atwell's had a good quarter. She's had 10 points in this quarter.
Hughes brings it across midcourt for Conway. Up of the key. Stewart's really played point well up there, knocking a lot of passes away. Thompson, jumper, no good. Follow is no good. Rebound Adams underneath. Here's it to Jones. Chloe across midcourt. Jones through traffic in the paint. Jumper, no good. In and out. Adams with the rebound, put it up, no good. Lots of contact, no whistle. Guys are ready to head for the house. Conway with the rebound. Hughes across midcourt. Goes left side for Richardson. Her pass tip stolen by Collins. Ahead to Jones. Jones to Adams on the block. Jumper no good. Rebound tip. Hughes comes away with it for Conway. Hughes down the right side to the block to the basket. Underhand shot won't go. Collins with the rebound. Hands it off to Jones. With 1:15 to go in the third. Jones. And again, underneath, pass goes through the hands of Collins. He's able to retrieve it, get it back to Jones for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Atwell. Fires it underneath to Collins. Outside to Stewart up top. All the way left side. Atwell for three. No good off the back of the rim. Gets her own rebound. One arms it over to Stewart. Inside to Collins. On the block. Turnaround jumper. No good. And a rebound for Conway. There will be no more fouls in this game. There will be, of course, but not lately. There's one I knew as soon as I said it. They're going to get Willow for a foul and a reach-in from Atwell.
That will be the third foul on Atwell, if it is on her, and it is. 14th foul of the quarter for the Lady Bears, so they've got one more.
Jones comes out, Emma Grogan into the lineup for the Lady Bears. Here comes a three, rims out, no good by Wisbaum. Atwell with the rebound, she gets fouled, so as soon as I said anything about the foul, we've had two quick ones, with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Well, 57-20, there's really been no scoring here in the last few minutes. Lots of action, no scoring. Stewart, how about a 6-3-pointer, no good from the back of the iron. Rebound, Wisbaum, for Conway. 20 seconds left to go in the third. Willow by 37. Richardson across the timeline with 15. Richardson to the left side, into the corner. Wisbaum, open three, got it. Wisbaum with her fourth three-pointer. 57-23, Willow with 2-1. Stewart from half court, off the front of the rim. That'll take us to the fourth quarter with Willow leading Conway 57-23. Back in seconds, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Conway's got the ball as we start the fourth. Turbo clock is on. Begin the fourth quarter. Hughes drives, leaves it for Wisbaum in the corner. Wants another three. No good. Stewart with the rebound. Stewart and Atwell still in there for the Lady Bears as far as starters go. Brogan on the right side. Emma takes the dribble, holds it above her head. Needs some help. And she'll throw it fifth into the backcourt. Stewart able to go back and get it. Grogan throws it to Atwell. Atwell to Adams. Adams on the block, puts it up. No, but she's fouled. And Allie Adams will go to the line, shooting two for Willow. Clock running with 7:15 left to play.
Yeah, this last quarter will go fast.
Yes, it will.
Lady Bears outscored Conway 19-5 in that third quarter.
Free throw is good by Adams. Osborne and Cochran into the game. That's the end of the night for Atwell and Stewart. Stewart had a really big night.
She did.
Lady Bears. Allie takes her time. Second free throw is good. Out of the net. Little unconventional shooting style, but it goes down. Conway. Wisbaum in the corner. Bounces it low to Thompson. Can't get a shot off. She'll fire it up. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. Rebound tip. Adams has it, and she's fouled at midcourt. Ball will stay with Willow. 6:20 to play.
no starters left on the floor for the Lady Bears, right?
That's correct. Cochran, Grogan, Adams, Osborne, and Collins, five on the floor.
We're down to 6 minutes left in the game.
Grogan will walk it across midcourt. Weeks comes up to guard her. She'll give it up to Cochran in the corner for Osborne. Back up top over the head of Cochran. It'll be backcourt on Willow.
Turnover number 10 on Willow.
Lady Bears will spend tomorrow, I'm sure, working on how to beat the Liberty Eagle. Hughes in the corner. Up top. Weeks, left side. Hughes pulls back for a contested three. It's off the top of the backboard. Rebound is tipped, controlled by Conway. Richardson. Left side. Three ball is short. Rebound comes off the foot, I believe, of Grogan, and it will stay with Conway. 5 minutes left to go. Conway with the inbound. Up top, back to Hughes in the corner. Open three, flashes home. 59-26. Court press by Conway. Grogan in traffic has it tipped out of bounds by Wisbaum, and it will stay with Willow. Grogan into the backcourt for Cochran. Right back to Grogan across the timeline. Grogan to Osborne. Three, left side, short. Rebound out of bounds, and it's Conway ball. Wednesday night, 7:30, district semifinals, the Lady Bears and the Lady Eagles from Liberty. SCA matchup in the Class 3 District 10 semi. Conway working around the arc. Wisbaum in the corner. Fires it right to Jasmine Osborne. Osborne ahead to Grogan. Right block, and she traveled. A good pass to the basket, but took an extra step. 4 minutes. Up play. Pretty 3-point lead as Conway now starting to rotate some of their starters out. Raising the white flag a little bit. Conway to the block, to the basket, missed it. Cochran with the rebound, but then Adams tipped it out of bounds. A little bit of a tie-up.
Too many white shirts there.
Conway will take it back underneath their own basket. Lob it out top to Wisbaum. Into the corner. Wisbaum up top. Long three. Got it. Warren Wisbaum can shoot 3-pointers.
Hey, and that's going to turn the turbo clock off.
Well, still on right now. It's an even 30.
Okay.
Gets it underneath Adams' wide open layup. Gives a little
push. There we
back.
Go. Got a little cushion.
61-29. 3 minutes left to play. Wisbaum left side. Up top. Hughes. Hughes to the free throw line. Looks underneath. Wisbaum wants another three. Got it. That will turn off the turbo clock. 61-32, although it's still running. 240 and counting. Up there, it stopped at 239. 80 Spence. Into the game for Willow. Katie, through traffic, gets bumped from behind. It's a nice head first slide. And Willow will take it out on the sideline.
Looked like she was sliding into home plate there.
Spence inbounds to Grogan.
Somebody fouled out of the game and they didn't stop it, did they?
Katie, pass inside to Collins. Right block, shot up. No, but she fouled. Yes, you're right. Thompson fouled out of the game for Conway.
They didn't stop the clock for that. They didn't stop the game for that, did they?
Well, the clock stopped for a substitution timeout, and then they just kind of made that the unofficial timeout. Free throw no good by Collins. So the clock is stopped. We're at 29 points, so we're outside the turbo zone with 2:28 left to play. Collins' second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Rebound Conway. Officer with the rebound. She'll throw it ahead. Some fresh jerseys in here for Conway. They get it left blocked. Into the corner. Swatted away by Spence. Picked up by Collins. Collins. The full head of steam. Tries to go to Adams underneath. It's tipped out of bounds by Officer. They will stay with Willow. Pence will trigger the inbound, lob it to Adams, lays it up and in. Just that easy. And the turbo clock
good
is back
there
on.
For the freshman.
63-32 is the Willow lead. 2 minutes left to play. Wisbaum still out there. Left side, jumper, no good. Osborne with the rebound ahead to Grogan. 63-32 Willow. Substitution timeout. Zoe Johnson comes in, as does Natalie Bruning. Collins and Osborne check out. So Coach Cox has used his entire bench here in the first game of the district tournament.
And it's quite extensive.
It is. And the Grogan right side. Open three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tip. And Conway's got it. Conway ahead. Bruning tips the ball. It's loose. Picks it up. Throws it ahead to Spence. 80 across the timeline. Lob it to Adams. Turnaround jumper. Missed it. Rebound Johnson underneath. Out to Grogan. Grogan goes baseline. Jumper over the rim, but out of bounds off Conway. It will stay with Willow. Clock running at 1:12 left to play, and one more substitution for Conway. The senior, Wisbaum, comes out to a big hand. She's had a good night for him. Pence in the corner for three, short. Rebound underneath for the Conway Bears. Good look by the freshman, but it wouldn't go. Conway to the left side. Dribble it up top to the right wing. Shot up and no good. Adams with the rebound. Adams with a full head of steam. Going to the basket from the block. Put it up. No, but she fouled. Adams will shoot two, and that will probably end it with 30 seconds left.
She's going to have to hurry to shoot.
She may not get off both shots here. So,
going to stop the clock.
Well, last little substitution. They want to get one more senior, I think, out of the game. Maybe not. That's a freshman that's coming out, but not sure what they're doing with the clock now. It should still be running. They've stopped it at 24 seconds while Adams shoots her free throws. Free throw's good.
Allie Adams has had a good fourth quarter here. Going for point number eight, Ryan.
Wow. Adams' second free throw is good. No good. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Willow. Conway ball, 20 seconds to go. And this should do it. And that brings it across the timeline. There's Wisbaum for three. No good. Rebound underneath. And Spence comes away with it with eight. Katie with six. And tipped out of bounds by Wisbaum with three. And that'll do it. Willow wins it. 64-32 is the final. Lady Bears advance to the district semifinals on Wednesday night. Come back and recap it for you in 1 minute. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Seymour, where the Lady Bears beat Conway, 64-32 was the final, and they advance to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 10, joined by Coach Cox. And I apologize, Coach, I probably should have given you, you know, some forewarning that we would like to talk to you after ball games. But nice win, and for a first-round district game, this is probably exactly what you'd like, right?
Absolutely. Like, I'm really thrilled with how the girls came out and played to start. You know, they threw a defense at us with a little bit different. You don't see all the time starting
sure.
One person with two, and we attacked right away, and the other girls stepped up and played great, like, was awesome.
Yeah, one of those games you could play everybody on your bench, and of course your starters. Sydney Stewart had to take time from beyond the arc.
Like, I hope she brings that on Wednesday.
Absolutely, and Chloe, of course, your leader. But I think she had 4 points at halftime. But that's a game that, you know, Chloe can get some other people involved, and maybe win Liberty. Of course, it's the fourth time you're going to see them, but maybe they look at some other players and think,
right,
you know, well, hey, that's somebody we've got to keep an eye on.
That's
right?
Part of the hope that maybe they'll think a little bit different about how they guard us on Wednesday.
Good opening round win, and then looking ahead. Now I'm sure, you know, you weren't trying to look ahead too much, but hard not to. And
right.
The fourth time you play a team, and, you know, odds would say, well, you're going to get better each time you play them. So,
sure hope so. We definitely know each other well.
Right.
I think we all know what each other's going to do, and may the best team win. But I like our chances. Like, I think our girls are focused right now, and they definitely want to come out and show show everybody that I think we can beat them and play for a district championship. So looking forward to it.
Should be a good one Wednesday night, SCA matchup, and maybe fourth time's the charm, right?
That's the hope.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. David Cox, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears. Willow with the win tonight, 64-32 is the final, and like we were talking, they will play Liberty Eagle on Wednesday night, 7:30 is the tip-off. We've got Larry mic'd up for our final stats from the night.
All right, here we go. And you look at the Lady Bears scoring from Willow, and wow, it's pretty impressive. They had 9 different players scoring in the ball game, so that's about as good as you can get right there. And here's the way the scoring went for the Lady Bears, led by Sydney Stewart, who had 16 in the ball game, including 5 trays. 14 for Aspen Atwell, the senior. Those were the only 2 in double figures. And Chloe Jones had 8. 7 points for Allie Adams. 7 points for Paisley Crudgington. 6 for Sophie Jackson. 2 for Mackenzie Collins, and 3 for Karis Cochran, and 1 for Lexi Sigman. So 9 different players scoring for the Lady Bears. They turned the ball over 11 times and had 22 team rebounds in the ball game. Outscored the Conway Bears in every quarter except quarter number 4, in which they were outscored by 9-7, and the threes were what done it. And they had a lady on their side,
whiz ball.
That was Whiz. She had 6 trays in the ball game, including 2 in the last quarter, and she led all scorers with 18. They also have a freshman by the name of Hughes, who wound up in double figures with 10. The only other one to score for Conway was Richardson with 2, and then Thompson had 2. They turned the ball over, and this is one of the real trademarks of a good team, forcing the other team to turn it over, and Conway turned it over 31 times in the ball game. They had 20 team rebounds. So good night for the Lady Bears, and they advanced to the semifinals of the district tournament, and I'm sure that was the goal of Coach Cox.
Absolutely. Lady Bears advance, and we'll have the boys for you tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 from Houston. And the boys will take on the Seymour Tigers in Houston tomorrow. 4:30 is tip-off, and we'll have that game for you on KUKU. And then we'll be back on Wednesday night for the Lady Bears and the Liberty Lady Eagles. Again, Willow wins opening round district against the Conway Lady Bears. Thanks to Curtis Ballou back in the studio. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Seymour.